With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
On the Coral Springs Automall Kia text line 67974, Jamie's with us in the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Hey, Jamie, good morning.
How you doing?
Good, man. So tonight you got week 14 of the NFL starting this evening. You got Falcons and Saints. It's a good game, but let's get folks started off. Let's make sure everyone's got their lineup set. You likely got fantasy football playoffs that are starting tonight. So who do we like from both sides to have the big games?
Well, I think you look at both quarterbacks. They've really been struggling this season. I actually think that they're going to come out and play well tonight. We don't usually see that on Thursday night games, but these two teams with how they typically played against each other, certainly recently. I think Matt Ryan's track record, he'll play well. I have a feeling, you know, just based on the Saints, he's going to have to throw, taking points. And I think you'll see Drew Brees be able to challenge the secondary. So clearly you're not going to get away from the Saints running back. Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara have been great. The one thing you just have to keep an eye on is Mark Ingram's questionable with a toe injury. If he's out, Kamara's a superstar. If Mark Ingram's in, you're playing him.
I feel like Kamara is that guy this year who, if he's on your fantasy football team, you're likely first or second place in your entire league, because he's the kind of guy who you added as a free agent, and the value there is incredible.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, when we look back on it, you know, depending on how much his ownership percentage was to open the season, probably minimal, because you remember the Adrian Peterson experiment that failed there. But yeah, he's probably going to end up being the best free agent pickup of the season.
Now for the Dolphins, okay, let's fast forward there on Monday night. Dolphins and Patriots. Devontae Parker, look, you can't start him. Jarvis Landry, we know you're starting him. But Kenny Stills at this point, is Kenny Stills an option for fantasy football players who are in the playoffs this weekend?
In two of his last three games, he's been great. The third one was against the Patriots. But in his two previous games against New England, you know, last year he scored in both of those games. And you just have to go by what the expected game script could be, which is probably New England ahead, Miami chasing points, throwing from behind. And so I think that's going to lead to, a lot of targets for Stills, a lot of targets for Landry, some targets for Parker, but he's clearly third on that list. I do think Kenyon Drake's going to play well. You know, I mean, anytime you're getting a running back, it's going to get a lot of volume. And the Patriots, you know, they let him score two games ago when Williams was still in the game, or when Williams at least played in the game. And then you saw last week what he could do with a full workload. So I think he's going to get a lot of touches, and that's certainly going to lead to him playing at least at a decent level.
And with Gronk being out and Tom Brady's ability to hit other targets, is Bennett going to be able to pick up the slack, you think?
Well, Bennett's out for the season, so Dwayne Allen's their second guy. And the last time that Gronk missed a game, it was a Thursday night game against the Bucks. Allen didn't have a catch, so it's risky to trust the second guy there. The interesting thing for them is Chris Hogan's been out for a long time. He practiced this week, so we'll see if he's able to get back on the field for that game Monday night. But I think you look at what they did the last time, it's probably going to be a similar game script. Lean on their running game. And pick up what you were saying about, you know, Gronk being out, they threw to their running backs in that game against Tampa Bay 11 times. So Rex Burkhead, James White, you could see Deion Lewis in the passing game too. So those three guys are going to be involved.
It's playoff season in fantasy football, so the text line is blowing up at 67974 for Jamie. Let's get to some of these texts. Jamie, Big Ben or Goff?
I think Roethlisberger's in line for a great game. You know, one of my favorite stats this week is Jimmy Smith, the best cornerback for Baltimore, is out with an Achilles injury. Roethlisberger's faced him twice in the last four seasons without Jimmy Smith, and he's thrown for nearly 900 yards, 600 yards, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in those games. So I like Roethlisberger a lot.
Dak Prescott or Case Keenum?
I go with Prescott. You know, I think what we saw last week with the offensive line being back to form, he's going to be in line for a good game against the Saints.
Golden Tate or Kenny Stills?
I still would take Tate, but you got to keep an eye on Matthew Stafford's injury. If he's not going to play, maybe you take the boom bust potential of what Kenny Stills can be.
Kenyon Drake, Adrian Peterson, or C.J. Anderson?
Oh, Kenyon Drake easily. Peterson may not play, and Anderson, I know he played well last, but I don't want to trust him, really. I don't want to trust any of the Broncos. They just look awful.
All right, let's roll through some calls here for Jamie. Try and make your questions quick. We can get you in and get you out. Let's go with Greg. Greg, you're up first for Jamie.
Hey, bro.
All right. Good start. Here's Novell. Novell, go ahead for Jamie.
Good morning, guys. Standard league, should I start Martavius, Alfred Morris, Gio, or McCaffrey? Which one do you trust more?
I'll trust Alfred Morris after what I saw last week. You know, it was a good performance with that offensive line, and I think they'll be able to run on the Giants, especially if Snack Harrison is still banged up with that elbow injury.
Here is Ray. Ray, go ahead. You're next.
Chargers defense home against Redskins or Packers defense at the Browns? Thank you.
I think the Chargers defense is just playing great right now, and the Redskins offensive line is a mess, especially if those two tackles are up. Keep an eye on that. If the tackles play, maybe you go with the Packers, but I think the Chargers are playing great.
Texter writes in, I'm top dog in my fantasy league. I need a flex option kicker. Any advice?
Travis Coons for the Chargers. He just got the job last week with Nick Novak out, and he had, I think, 4 field goals in 5 attempts.
Julio Jones or Gordon?
It's an interesting one. I still stick with Julio. Primetime game. He's got, I think, 4 of his last 5 over 90 receiving yards against New Orleans. Really blow up here in the last couple games, especially this week against the Packers.
Let's give Rob a chance. Go ahead, Rob. You're up next.
Yeah, hi. I need a defense. It's a standard league. It really doesn't matter, I guess. All right. It's Chargers defense or Detroit's defense. Which one doesn't end you up in the unemployment line?
The Chargers defense, I think, will keep me employed, so I go with them.
You got anything else there, Amber?
That's, I have tons.
Let's throw a couple more.
Mike Evans or Crabtree in a PPR?
No, I might go Crabtree. No Marcus Peters and no Amari Cooper. He's going to get a lot of targets. So I think both guys are obviously great, but Crabtree, I think, might have a higher ceiling.
Pick one more very special question, Amber.
Very
one more very special.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of pressure.
Oh, this is a lot of pressure.
One more.
Oh, well, there's quite a few questions about Josh McCown. There's questions about Dalton or McCown. There's questions about Newton or McCown. What would you do?
I mean, it's a really sneaky way that you just ask several questions.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I'm doing. Derek Carr or McCown? Just ask three in one.
Dalton over McCown, McCown over Carr, and McCown over Newton.
Excellent job, Jamie. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. You guys should congratulate Zaz, though. He made the playoffs in the league that we're all in, Amber.
How you load it?
I'm not congratulating.
Yo, Tobin, congratulations. Tobin, say it.
Nobody cares about your fantasy team, man.
I didn't bring it up. Excellent job, Jamie. See you, man.
You guys, take care, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.